Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW. Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. Success in life. Do you want to have success in life? What does it even mean to be successful in life? What does that really mean? Here's the thing. I've said this before. There isn't a single definition for what success is. The only definition of what success is, the only definition that matters, is your definition. How do you define success? What does being successful mean to you? What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like to be successful? That's what you are going after. That is what success means to you. And once you have that success, the success that you see as being success, it is only then that you can be successful in life. Here's the thing. Because of the way society is at the moment, because of many of the beliefs that we hold at both as individuals and as a collective, there is this idea, this notion that success means having material things, being able to accumulate material things, and success means the money that allows you to accumulate those material things. But is that really success? Listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having material wealth and having material possessions. There's nothing wrong with that. It makes life more comfortable. It makes life easier. But, and it's a big but, material wealth is not success. Material wealth is not success. So what is success? Like I said, success could be whatever you see as being success. But for you to know what success really looks like, you need to look at the bigger picture. What really do you want in your life? When you are on your deathbed and you look back at your entire life, you think about where you are being on your deathbed, of course, and everything that led you to the place that you are now, all of the things you did, all of the experiences you had, how you treated other people, how other people treated you, although you can't really control that. When you think about the entire life you have lived, will you look back and think that was a successful life? You see, material possessions cannot give you anything more than, say, pleasure. Material possessions in and of themselves cannot give you anything more than pleasure. Well, they could give you convenience, but in the grand scheme of things, material possessions will not give you happiness. They won't do that. Material possessions will not give you love. Although you might one day have a robot that somehow loves you and shows you all sorts of love. But right now, material possessions can't give you love. And would that really be satisfying? Material possessions will not give you the satisfaction you want. So let me ask you the question again. What is satisfaction? Sorry, pardon me, mistake there. Let me ask you the question again. What is success to you? What do you ultimately want from life? Do you want to look back on the life you lived and feel satisfaction? Feel satisfied that you got to do every single thing that you wanted to do. Satisfied that you did everything with 100% of your effort. You gave everything your all and you have absolutely no regrets. Do you want to have that peace of mind, that peace within your heart, that peace within your soul when you look back upon your entire life and know that it was a life well lived, a life worth living. When you look back, do you want to have that satisfaction? What is it you want from life? What I'm really asking you here is, what are your values? What are your core values? What things do you value more than anything else? You see, if you live a life that is outside of your core values, it doesn't matter what success you build. And when I say success right now, I mean material success, whether it's having your financial life in order, making billions upon billions of dollars and having a successful career and all of that, being able to buy all sorts of fancy clothes, watches that cost as much as normal people's houses and all of that crazy stuff. If you are living outside of your values, none of that stuff will feel like success. If you are living outside of your values, it doesn't matter what things you buy for yourself. You could buy yourself a crazy mansion with tigers and hippos and all of that. It won't make you happy. It will give you pleasure, but it will not give you happiness, and therefore it will not give you that successful feeling, that feeling of success. Again, I am not saying that building up material wealth, building up your financial wealth is not important. In fact, it is very important. It is crucial for you to build up that financial freedom, if you will, to be financially strong. Reason being, well, when your finances are sorted out, you can pretty much do whatever it is you want to do. You won't be controlled by money. You won't do things necessarily for money, or at least you'll allow yourself a little more freedom to do things and not be concerned about your finances, about having to go to work tomorrow morning. All right, so your finances are important, but they are not the most important thing. They are only a small, very small part of what success is. Let me ask you again, what do you value most in your life? What is it you are working towards? What is the one big thing you are working towards? What is your greatest life vision? What is your greatest life vision? If you're drawing a blank right now, let me make it a little easier for you. Imagine, again, you are, well, this time you're not on your deathbed, it's unfortunately a little after that. You've passed on and your family members are at a memorial service for you and everybody's there, your friends, everybody you love, everybody who loves you, everybody whose life you touched in one way or another, everybody is there. When everybody is at this memorial service, and each one of them comes up and talks about some of the things they remember about you, what is it you want other people to remember about you? Now, of course, I know that you cannot control what other people think about you, but you can influence how they will remember you. For example, if you are an absolute tyrant and you're always yelling at people and you occasionally throw cups and phones and books and whatever it is that's anywhere near you at people when you get annoyed with them, well, you are definitely going to influence how they remember you when you're gone. On the other hand, if you treat everybody with the utmost respect and you show them love, compassion, it's unselfish compassion and love, you just do it because that is who you want to be. You want to be a loving person. You want to be a compassionate person. You want to be a thoughtful person, an authentic person. That is who you want to be. So you behave in a manner that is in line with that. Well, again, you will influence the way people remember you. You cannot control what they will remember or how they will think about you when you're gone, but you can greatly influence that. Do you want to be the kind of person who, when you are gone, is remembered for all the good you did, for all the positive things you did, for all the love you spread to everybody, to how you changed people's lives for the better, how everybody who got in contact with you left you a better person than before they got in contact with you. Is that what you want for your life? Well, success for you would be moving yourself towards being that person every single day and every single moment. So to have a successful life, to say that you have succeeded in life, you would have to do the things and achieve the things that will allow you to be remembered in that particular way. You have to live to basically live up to your greatest life vision. But again, your greatest life vision, more often than not, will reveal to you what some of your values are. And it's these values, again, and I'm repeating this, it's these values that will tell you whether you're working towards success or not. If you're living outside of your values, you are not working towards success. You will not feel like a success. You will feel like there's something wrong when you are violating your values. Let me give you just a small example. If one of your values is family, spending time with your family, quality time with your family. If you choose a job that requires you to work 60 or 70 hours a week, maybe even 80 or 90 hours a week, what does that do? How does that affect your life? Well, how it affects your life is you'd be living outside of your values. Why? Because if you're working 90 hours a week, you won't have very much time for friends and family. You won't have very much time to connect with them, to spend quality time with them. And that is working directly against your values. And if you are successful in that career, you do the best, you knock the ball out of the park every single time, everybody loves you at work, you will still feel like, well, you won't feel you have that success because you're violating a core value. If you don't observe your core values and you violate them, you will never really feel that level of success that you crave. So understand what your core values are, and so long as you take actions that do not violate your core values, so long as you take actions that prop your core values up, so long as you take actions based upon your core values, what you hold most valuable to yourself, to you, you are always working yourself towards success. And the more you keep your core values in mind and the more you act out of your core values, the more you will feel that success in your life. If, for example, you work another job, and we're using family as the core value here, you're working a different job now that requires 20 hours a week. It might pay less than the 90 hour work week job, but you get to work 20 hours. Well, what does that do? It allows you to be with your family more. It respects your core values. Which job do you think you will feel happier at? The 90 hour a week job or the 20 hour a week job? The job that keeps you away from your family, or the job that allows you all the time you want to spend with your family? Obviously, the job that allows you to stay with your family more will keep you happier, even if the pay is a bit lower. Why? Because you're not violating your core value. In fact, you are respecting that core value. You're working within that core value. And so long as you stick to your core values, you will feel, you will begin to build that successful feeling, that feeling of being successful more and more in your life. Know what your core values are, but also know what your greatest life vision is. Work towards the greatest life vision that you have, that biggest thing you want to be remembered for, how you want to be remembered, in other words, the things you did, the way you were, your demeanor, your personality, how much you loved people, or maybe didn't. you know, just work towards that greatest life vision and always, always, always make sure you don't forget what your core values are and that you do not violate them. Okay, so this was just part one of success in life. I'm going to do maybe another episode. I might do another two episodes. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But if you want to know more about success in life, if you're interested, if you haven't subscribed already or clicked like or follow, just click subscribe, follow, like, whatever. I don't know where you're watching this or listening to this from. So click subscribe, like, follow, whatever's there, and we'll be together in that episode. That way you will know as soon as I upload those episodes. And as always, take care of yourself, and we'll be together in the next episode.